Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talks. It's good to see you. It is the 14th of March, and we got to talk, my friends. Okay, first of all, today we're going to be talking about Boeing, and I don't really like to talk about airplanes because I fly in them, but we're going to talk about it anyway because something is awry and afoot. Maybe it's conspiracy, but I'm just going to say. And then we're also, of course, going to be talking about the Love is Blind reunion. I didn't mention that it was on last night, so forgive me if you forgot. But we gotta talk. It was explosive. Speaking of explosive, Maisie's with me and the door is shut. So we're just gonna hope that she's not gonna be explosive while we're here. Okay, all right. Let's dive right in. Okay. So if you have been watching the news in the last, I would say, few years, you know, Boeing has had some issues. They've had some recalls. They've had some planes that haven't been doing what they should be doing. They had a door, or not a door, but a panel, like fly off a few months ago. Well, there was a whistleblower, okay? His name, I'm going to say his name. Say his name. John, he goes by Mitch Barnett, 62 years old. He was the whistleblower who'd been saying things about Boeing, like really wanting him to sign off on when he knew that the products weren't ready to go. And he was even said that like a whole crew of managers came from another area down to where he was living in Charleston or South Carolina, and like were bullying him and whatnot. He reported it as a whistleblower. He lost that, and he was now appealing, which now it's like, oh wait, but there were a lot of things wrong with it. So he was appealing, and he just over the last week, hope I get this right, he had done his depo with Boeing's lawyers. He did his depo with his lawyers, and then he was missing for the second day of interviews for the trial. It was supposed to be in June. So his lawyer calls the hotel and says, please do a welfare check. They don't see him in his hotel room, but they find him in his truck dead by a parent's self-inflicted gun wound. Okay, listen. I am not a conspiracy theorist, but I also have intuition, okay? I'm telling you right now, I do not believe he shot himself. I don't know him. I think his brother, it might have been, said that he did have a history of, or he was suffering from PTSD based on the bullying that they'd done to him at Boeing. I was there. And he, by the way, he was with Boeing for 30 some odd years. Over 30 years he was with Boeing, working 32 years. I'm going to just tell you. So 2017 is when he did the whistleblower thing with OSHA. He lost. Let's see. He filed the complaint with OSHA in 2021. They ruled against him. Thanks for that. And then he was appealing it. Okay, so I just really believe that they took him out. There are certain things that just don't make sense. Like Epstein just dying in jail, like all by himself. I think that they did something to him. Well, the ultimate thing, I think they killed him. It's just too fishy. I don't watch true crime or listen to true crime podcasts. I love podcasts. I don't listen to true crime podcasts. I don't watch crime shows because I did for a while and then I realized I don't want to know all the ways and all the things, right? I don't, but I'm just telling you. I will say when I'm done watching The Bachelor at the end, they go to this show about like this, like relationships gone wrong and there's some deaths. I see the beginning of the song and that's it. I just don't go there. This has my interest. This I'll be following. This, if they say, Maisie, you okay? Oh, I thought she did the position. She just said. If they say, you know what? It really was a self-inflicted wound. I'm like, They paid you off to, y'all. I need to put that out there. And of course, prayers and condolences go out to his family. Super sad. Super sad. He tried to do something good for the world, and here he is. I'm just saying. Yesterday was the YouTube workshop. It was really good. It's interesting. It's so different from TikTok. So really it was like getting hands-on with everyone and helping them set up their channel, making sure they knew the nuances of things they really want to do on the channel, how to get their shorts up. those are videos. And their videos up, and how to maximize and take advantage of what YouTube has to get more people going. It really was phase one. And I think with the TikTok workshop and the YouTube workshop, these were phase ones. I am going to be doing a phase two, because once they complete this portion of it and get the hang, then it's like, okay, now you need to learn to do the next part. So it was very good. I am already crafting up the workshop schedule for April. And I think I'll probably release that next week. Why not? Maybe release it this week. Don't know. But one of them will be lead gen. And if you know me, I've been doing lead gen workshops for years before people really believed in lead gens. Now people do believe in them. And they're like, oh, I need this. Yeah, you do. And so I'm super excited to help people either refresh or do a lead gen for the first time and get it rolling and going. Maisie keeps running and stopping. And it's making me very nervous because I don't want her to go to the bathroom in here. But we got Maisie, focus. Okay. If you hear me saying that, that's me getting her to focus so she doesn't do a little something because I do have the door shut. Okay. So are we ready to talk about Love is Blind? Y'all. First of all, I cooked dinner. I made fresh salad from my farm box. I have this farmer's market box that comes every couple weeks with fruits and vegetables. And I love it because then I can make like fresh salads and I make my own dressing. So I did all that. I made the chicken. I had it ready to go. Not that I was hungry at 6 p.m., but I was like, here it is. And I'm like, there's yours, darling. There's mine, darling. I'm going to eat it when I'm ready. I got my glass of wine. I was ready. We turn it on. It's not there. This drives me crazy. And I hate this about Netflix when they're like, it's going to be on this time and then it doesn't show up. And it's like, do I need a refresh? You keep on going in and out of Netflix. You can't find it. And Scott was like, just go to your little friends online. And I'm sure they're complaining about it too. And I'm like, my little friends. So I did. I went to Netflix, Love is Blind's Instagram. And of course, people were freaking out. And then someone said, hey, watch the last episode. This is a Netflix hack for always. If you ever have the situation in any show, watch the last episode or fast forward to the last episode, and then it'll go say next episode, and then it'll take you there. And I'd forgotten that was an issue last time with the Love is Blind reunion. So we were able to watch it. It was like an hour and 37 minutes. Thank you for that. She keeps running. I'm just gonna have to let it go because I'm here with you. Thank you for that, because that was like chef's kiss. I will say the Lacheys did the best job that they've done before. They did the best job that they've ever done when it comes to reunions. I know they get a lot of flack for it. You know what? Vanessa didn't even say, I want babies. And she got babies. There's like three people in the Love is Blind universe that are actually pregnant right now. So she got what she wanted, but she didn't even make a big deal out of it. Hold on. I got a dog who's trying to get up here. I love you up here because then I can watch you. Hi. So that was huge. Okay, so the big things you need to know. They didn't really talk to Jimmy and Chelsea about the breakup of their relationship. They did just talk about the deets regarding the reveal of the fact that his friend that he'd effed his friend, as they like to say it on the show. So they did, that's all really with the two of them. Amy and Johnny, they're like, yay, huh? They said they figured out the whole birth control thing, but they didn't tell us how they figured it out. But it wasn't a vasectomy, and it's not, she's not on birth control. That's all we know. Okay. So there's that. AD and Clay, which Nick Vial, love his podcast, has AD on today, and I'm going to be listening to that. I was worried because there was a leaked video that showed them on Thanksgiving, like together. And I'm like, no. And his mom, I'm like, no, they were not together right now. He was said he made the biggest mistake of his life, and that if he had to go back again, he would have married her. And that he swears it was a game time decision. I don't believe that. Some people say like his family was not dressed for the occasion. because they knew it wasn't going to really happen. And he said that she was the love of his life. He said it several times. Listen, if you dump someone on national TV at the altar, do not come back a year later for the reunion and go, she was the love of my life. Like, do not mess with her like that. She says it's too late. I hope it's the truth. But when they asked her, is there any future? She's like, next question. And he was like, no, I definitely want to date her again. The good news is he has been going to therapy. And so, like, kudos to him for that. And it was interesting because they asked him, did you and your father, like, did your father ever apologize? Like, your mother had said he needed to for bringing you on his trysts with other women. And he's like, you know, my dad and I have this different kind of dialogue. And I know in his own way. And I don't hold it against him, which is nice of him to say. But that means his dad never did effing apologize. That's what I heard. The Laura and the Jeremy of it all. Lord help us. So Jeremy and Laura, Laura was out of town for work. So she was zoomed in, but he is with Sarah Ann, the Patriot, and they're living together right now. And they're like, oh yeah, everything's great. What was crazy is when they said, we're going to bring Laura on from Zoom, everyone starts clapping and you hear Sarah Ann turn to Jeremy and say, should I clap? Should we clap? And he goes, no. Like, grow up, dude. Grow up. You did her dirty and wrong. All you need to do at a reunion, even if you do the worst thing, if you're ever going to be on a reality show, just go in and apologize. That is your redemption arc. Let them say what they're going to say and apologize. He was like, no. And they were doubling down on things. They were quite annoying. And finally, at the end, Laura's like, listen, I can't believe that a year later, you're just not apologizing for it. Just apologize. So then they apologized. It doesn't work when you were told you need to apologize and it's pointed out that after like 10 minutes of talk, you're still not apologizing. Apparently, they're like, yeah, we're together, we're happy. Apparently, none of the girls on the show talked to Sarah Ann anymore, and she was all bitter about being taken off of the group chat, but they didn't seem like they feel bad about it because they just don't trust her. And the guys don't really talk to Jeremy. He said he's seen a few of them, but they asked, have you seen anyone? And he's like, yeah, I've seen them. And Chelsea pops up and says, oh, yeah, I've seen him. With, you know, when her feisty self is on the side of you want, it's actually quite entertaining. And she's like, every time they break up, I see him out. So then it becomes apparent that they've been breaking up and getting back together. And then they're like, well, you know, we've done that, but now we decided to live together and it's great. Jeremy, there's some accusations that aren't very pretty about him, about an ex-girlfriend in Florida and him pulling a gun on her. Don't know if it's true. There's got to be a police report, I'm assuming, because she apparently called the police. So if it is true, Sarah Ann, what are you doing? I mean, I question your judgment in a lot of things, so I'm not too worried about it, but wow. So I really wanted them to leave the stage, but they didn't. They brought out Trevor, which if you follow the outsideness of Trevor's ex-girlfriend, ex as in they were together before the show, were together during the show, were getting together after the show, right up until the week before the show aired, just laid out all of his text messages online, all of them. But what I didn't expect was they pulled the receipts and they showed them on the reunion. And they asked him, Trevor, what is this? Okay. Let me go back and just say they gave Sarah a hard time because Sarah Ann did some video where she's like, y'all, it's entertainment. This is just entertainment. And they were like, Nick and Vanessa were like, this entertainment, this is about love. There are 11 couples that are still together. This is about love. And they gave her a hard time. She's like, I just was saying, no, stop. So I'm glad they called her out on that. So then they asked Trevor, and Trevor has this look of like this, I was sent to the principal's office, I don't know what to do. He's like, which I'm a little confused about because by then it was out in the world. Did you just think they were going to bring it up? Like, oh, it's fine. Trevor, you really like Chelsea. No, dude, you were telling this woman, just hang on, I'm going to act. It'll be fine. And I love you and I'm going to marry you when I get out of here. Come on now. So he was like, I don't really know what to say. And he was like, it's just with that girl, it's just a really messed up relationship. We're toxic. But if you're toxic, why are you telling her we're going to be together after? It's weird that she was okay with it, but it's also weird what he did. So it was all very shady shit. And he actually played it well because a lot of people online are going to feel very bad for him. It was uncomfortable to watch because he was called out. And at one point he goes, can I leave? And Nick goes, yes, you can leave. But he stayed. So finally, when they were done and people he was like, no one deserves my explanation a bit except for Chelsea. America doesn't deserve it. I'm like, yes, I do. I had to watch your nonsense. But fine. Then he's saying nothing. And Nick goes, okay, you wanted to leave? You can leave.
I was dead.
I was like, Nick and Vanessa, you are savage. They're annoyed with people playing this, coming on for clout, coming on to be like, oh, I'm famous. Like, this is not what the show's for. If that's what you want, do not do it. They made an example out of the two of them, and I'm not mad about it, even though they're getting flack. They're always going to get flack. That's just how it's going to be. But I'm not mad about it because people need to know. Do not wreck the show with this nonsense. So I was like, here for it. There was a coup d'etat between Jess and Jimmy because Jess was like, I thought we were friends. And then he went online and he said all this stuff about me in this interview. And he's like, what did I say about you? She's like, you said that I walked out of a date 10 minutes in and I did not do that. And you said, I got a good edit. She's like, if I got a good edit, this and that wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have the bar scene with me and Laura. So he was like, it was 10 minutes. She's like, it was like an hour 45. And he's like, well, it felt like 10 minutes to me. She's like, but you said it was, and you made me look bad. And she's like, you know what? They can just play the tape. And they played it for us. It was 2 hours and 3 minutes. He was so wrong for all that. You know, and all in all, I think Jimmy got his. Jimmy and Chelsea, and this is why I don't think they've spent a lot of time on Jimmy and Chelsea, which apparently they're friends now. They did try and date for 4 days, didn't work, and now they're friends. But here's the thing about the two of them. They got so much heat from America during the show. I don't think it needed to be brought up. What they basically did is if you got heat and maybe a little bit bullied unnecessarily, if you want to use that word bully, but then they did not talk about you. And I think that was totally fair. Kenneth, they also kind of let him, they made fun of the whole like phone thing, but he and Brittany are good friends. They talk every day on the phone and text every day on the phone. So it's like, okay, he got his flack. Leave it be. All right, I've gone very long, so I'm going to leave you. Is there anything else I want to say? The styles, most people looked amazing. AD's dress was what? And I loved Vanessa's dress. They did show some alum were there, and that was kind of fun to hear them talk and whatnot. And then they did mention and pitch the perfect match with a show of singles from different Netflix reality shows, and they're like, it's like a dating kind of competition show. That Jessica, Izzy, and Micah. Micah was from season 4. Izzy was from the dumpster fire season. They said that they were going to be on the perfect match, but what they didn't say was that Trevor was. And I'm like, oh, you're just acting like Trevor's not there? We all know Trevor went as well, too. So are they going to take him out, or they're just going to let this lie? They might be mad at him. They might just, I don't know what they're going to do. All in all, great reunion. I was here for it. I enjoyed it. I think it was a little long for Scott's taste, but he doesn't like anything over 30 minutes, really, to be honest. He can do it. Well, he'll do The Bachelor for 2 hours, but he 90 some plus minutes is a lot for him. For me, though, I was like, give me the tea, give it all to me. I want to personally say to you, Love is Blind, I posted and made it very clear after the last season, after season five, which was the dumpster fire season that was Houston. I said, You get one more chance. I've been with you since the beginning, but you get one more chance because this is not good. You came in hot. You ate. You brought it. Season 6 was so good. I am not mad at you. I say thank you. Thank you. I apologize for not believing in you. One bad season does not make a bad show. So I am thrilled and I cannot wait for the next season. And a lot of drama is going on right now because they're in Minnesota. Thank you for the kisses. They're in Minnesota filming right now, and it is like Midwest is going wild. All right, that is all for today. Maisie and I say bye. Say bye, Maisie. Oh, thank you for the kisses. Go be great, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.